This is Money Talk.
Our money is your money. We print it for you to use.
America's most trusted advisor on money matters for 25 years. Now, Bob Brinker.
Coast to coast, border to border, in the islands of Hawaii and north to Alaska. Money Talk is the broadcast that helps you to learn how to become your own personal financial manager. That makes Money Talk totally unique in radio broadcasting. Here on Money Talk, it is my belief that you are your best personal financial manager when you acquire the knowledge to do so. It is that knowledge that empowers you to control your personal financial future. That's what Money Talk is all about, getting to that land of critical mass that we talk about so frequently on the broadcast. Thank you for joining us. It is great to have you with us. Carl is in San Jose. Welcome, Carl.
Hello, Bob.
What's up?
Quick question for you. I'm getting conflicting advice from my accountant and my financial advisor, and I was hoping that maybe you can shed some light on this.
It's very interesting that an accountant would be giving you investment advice, but if that's what you're saying, I'll believe you. I don't understand why an accountant would be doing that, but if that's what you're saying.
I have I'm at critical mass, and however, I'm still working full-time. So I have the luxury, I enjoy my work, so I'm continuing to work, but I've reached a state of critical mass. I could retire if I wanted to from a financial standpoint. My financial advisor recommends, I'm currently 60% equities, 35% bonds, 5% cash, which is considered a moderate portfolio. And he's recommending that I sell, that I trim that down considerably to a 40% equity position. The downside of doing that, and I agree with that, but the downside of doing that is that if I do that, I'm going to incur huge capital gains. The suggestion is that I sell my equities, move them into municipal bonds to decrease my risk, and I understand that. However, I will have a huge tax bill if I do that, if I just make this massive shift. Furthermore, I don't really need the cash because I'm still working. So I'm contemplating doing it, but then I'm contemplating not doing it because my accountant says that I'm going to get hit with extra taxes, the Medicare tax, all the supplemental taxes, because my income is fairly high this year.
Well, it sounds like your accountant is giving you tax advice. That's his job or her job, so I applaud them for that. I thought maybe you were saying that the accountant was giving investment advice. So your accountant, I think, is doing a good job for you in counseling you on the tax implications. Now, you said that you had money in taxable accounts, but not necessarily all of your stock market money in taxable accounts. So it's let's talk about your accounts. How much money do you have in the stock market total?
$3 million.
All right, 3.0. And how much of that is in tax-privileged accounts?
Of my total positions, I have including bonds and taxes, total
assets. No, I'm not talking about bonds. Let's be specific. I'm talking about stocks or mutual funds of stocks or exchange-traded
funds.
Around
1.7.
1.7 in the stock market total, right?
No. 3 million total.
In the stock market. 1.7 in tax privilege.
And most of it's in, a good percentage is in the taxable account. That's why I would be incurring so many capital.
Well, let's go back to square one. The total amount of money that you have in the stock market is what number?
$3 million.
Okay. And out of that $3 million, how much of that $3 million is in tax privileged accounts?
Let me back it up. $1.3 million.
Okay. So you have no problem. You have no problem at all because you have the ability to change your asset allocation without having any taxes at all because you're in tax-privileged accounts with almost half of your stock market money. So if you make a decision, now I disagree with 40%. I certainly would be comfortable with someone in your position who's only working for the fun of it. And believe me, I get that, okay? But somebody in your position, I would be leaning to a 50-50 allocation, not a 40-60. So that would mean you'd only have to go from 63 to 50. You could easily do that in your tax-privileged accounts, and your capital gains bill would be zero.
Okay, got it.
No-brainer. Let's get Ray on the line, listening to number one rated WHO Radio Des Moines. Ray, welcome.
Hey, welcome, Bob. Thank you for taking my call.
What's up?
Bob, I'll only try and take a minute of your time. And I just turned 81 in February, and I had an IRA that I took out. In my IRA, I took out an annuity that was when I was 75. It would pay me 5% a year up until my 81st birthday. So when I turned 81 in February, the guarantee was more than a death benefit. So I hung on to it because there was still a charge for a surrender charge if I would have cashed it in. So my broker was recommending, he said the only thing you can get at my age is one that gives you a 3% up front, then a 1.8% for the rest of the time you hold the IRA. But my concern is that, you know, you always will have to pay the 5% surrender charge. That never goes away. And I kind of put this money away for my wife, you know, in case something happened to me, that she'd have a resource of money and she could get at least draw out 10% every year, you know, for the RMD. So I was just wanting to know from you what you think would be a better place to stick that $275,000 that I could have it in a place that's pretty well protected, and that if my wife needed it, she could get at least the 10% out for partial distribution.
You know, what the thing that amazes me listening to you, Ray, is the fact that any insurance company out there is able to hoodwink people, and that's the only word I can think of, hoodwink people into buying annuities with 5% surrender charges forever. I don't know how they get away with this. You know, the Vanguard annuity program has no surrender charges. How do these insurance companies hoodwink people into these kinds of schemes?
I don't know. And you know what my kids were saying? You know, I've got enough money put away from my wife. You probably never have to touch this money. But if you think about it, if my kids, you know, I've got that generational IRA, if they wanted to get any part of that money, they'd have to pay that surrender charge plus the tax of drawing it out.
Well, I mean, you know, we're not talking about chicken feed here. I mean, we're talking about serious money here, a $13,750 surrender charge, a surrender charge of almost $14,000 of your money that you've already given to the insurance company over all of these years for them to benefit from. It's just such an outrageous amount for you to have to pay to get your hands on your own money that it stuns me that there are annuity salespeople out there that can still get people to do this. By the way, when you purchased this annuity program, did you know about this?
Well, when I purchased the annuity,
Well, no, let me ask you a question. When you purchased this annuity, did you know about this surrender charge?
Well, I did about the one that I purchased because I knew within 5 years that surrender charge would go away.
All right, how is this? Well, yeah, but this you said it was for life.
No, this is the new one. He wants to transfer this $270,000.
Okay, so the one you're in right now, you don't have any surrender charge.
No, I'm past the surrender charge.
So the one that you're being sold has a 5% lifetime surrender charge.
Yes.
All right, that's off the table as far as I'm concerned. If you're asking my opinion, thank you for the softball question. Thank you for the no-brainer question, because this is the softball question of the year. Should I transfer my annuity that has no surrender charge into a new annuity that the salesman wants me to buy that's going to have a 5% lifetime charge, which if applied to the current balance would be almost $14,000?
Exactly right.
The answer to that question is no, 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 1,000 times no. I'm going to go a step further. I would have no further contact. Hear me. hear me clear, I would have no further contact ever for the rest of my life with this salesperson. Why? Because this salesperson did not tell you that you can do a rollover into an annuity program, if that's what you want, that has no surrender charge, such as they do at Vanguard. I've talked about it for many, many years on the broadcast. And all you have to do if you're hell-bent on rolling into another annuity, all you have to do is go to Vanguard and you can roll it into an annuity program there with no surrender charges. So it's my opinion that this salesperson may not have your best interests at heart, and as a result, I would steer clear.
Yeah, well, thank you. Now, is there anything else? I don't particularly like the annuity, but they're saying at my age, at 81 and a half, that it's pretty hard to find anything to put it in that's safe.
Well, there are plenty of, if you want to go with an annuity program, as I told you how you can do it with no surrender charge,
yeah.
There are all kinds of options that are available in that annuity program that I mentioned, and you can choose the ones you like, ones you're comfortable with. But the whole point of this is I am stunned in a way. I shouldn't be, but I am. I am stunned that somebody would come to you and say, hey, you have this program with no surrender charges. Here's one over here with a 5% lifetime charge. Come on over. And, of course, we know that a big fat commission check's coming his or her way as a result of that change, which hopefully now won't happen. Look, we tell it like it is on Money Talk. That's the way it is. So we're not here to protect some salesperson somewhere. We're going to tell it like it is. It's going to be straight down the middle every time, just as it has been since Super Bowl Sunday, 1986. I'm Bob Brinker. This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
What does a school bell bring to mind? The day's end? Or the end of school entirely? As in, kids dropping out. At Communities in Schools, we're helping at-risk students whose ability to show up for school is jeopardized by hardships.
They've always had my back. They've always done anything to help me.
Anytime I needed support, they were there.
We work in schools to help kids stay in school.
Communities in Schools never gave up on me. They told me I can do it, and I did it.
See how we help all students succeed at communitiesinschools.org.
Hi, this is Chip Wade, DIY expert, TV host, and lead designer for WadeWorks Creative. Whether you prefer the simplicity of a propane or natural gas grill, the user-friendliness of an electric grill, or the traditional smoky taste of barbecue cooked over an open flame, the Home Depot has got you covered. Barbecue grills need love and care, so shop from the Home Depot selection of grill covers, parts, and accessories. Your backyard barbecue will be the talk of the neighborhood. For more information, visit homedepot.com/grills. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
It's the thrill of the grill event, now at the Home Depot, where the Kingsford Lone Star Charcoal Grill is a special buy at just $99. You'll save $50. Its durable cast iron grates and extra large surface can handle up to 24 burgers at a time, making you the undisputed grillmeister on the block. Get a fresh take on spring with the Kingsford Lone Star Charcoal Grill. Just $99, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through May 31st while supplies last. Selection varies by store.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water. Your air. Your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills. Our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination. Our honesty. Our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us.
This is Money Talk.
On your radio across America, worldwide, spanning the globe on the web. It's America's Money Program, Money Talk. Let's get out to Lakewood, Colorado, listening on the great KNUS Radio Denver. Tom is on the line. Hello, Tom.
Hey, thanks for all the help that you've given over the years. It's been very informative, and I've enjoyed your program.
Thank you.
And I'm a little confused on how to withdraw money from my investment accounts. I'm at critical mass, thanks to you, and I'm in portfolio number 3. And a little background info.
Can I help our listeners out a little bit here, Tom, because you know what you're talking about, and so do I, but some of them may not. When you refer to portfolio 3 in the investment letter, you're talking about the balanced portfolio. That's a portfolio that has investments in the stock market and also has investments in fixed income securities, just so everybody will be on the same page. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. So I'm in that portfolio, and a little background info. I'm 60, I'm single, I'm in a low tax bracket, and here's the great thing. I've decided to hang it up. I don't have to work anymore. Land of no alarm clocks.
That's nice. That's a nice place to be.
Yes, it is.
I think you're going to be happy there.
I know I will be. So here's my question. I know with the 4% withdrawal guidelines that you've talked about, you're gathering your income from three sources, dividends, capital gains, interest. And my confusion comes in as to where I have my assets. You know, for tax efficiency reasons, I have the stock mutual funds in a taxable account, and I've got the bond mutual funds in tax deferred. So how do I get the interest out of the bonds? And I know you've indicated, you know, my bonds are in the tax deferred, and I know you've indicated, you know, if possible, try not to take money out of the IRA if you don't need to, you know, let it grow. And in my case, RMD is over 10 years away.
Yeah, you don't have to take any money out of there for quite a while. You're right. I would say that what I would try to do in that situation is minimize the amount of money you would take out of the tax-privileged account. Is this a Roth account?
The answer is no, it's not a Roth. However, I do have a Roth.
There's your answer, because you see, what's going to happen is if you have money in a Roth tax-privileged account and you're following the rules of withdrawal in terms of the timeline of having to have the money there, you should be able to take some money out of the Roth. There would be no tax implication of doing so. That would serve to complement the other money that you would have toward your annual withdrawal amount, and it would not trigger any taxes.
That's right. So in other words, for the interest portion, as far as gathering income, the dividends and the capital gains are going to come from the taxable stock mutual funds.
Right.
And for the interest, since I'm not going to touch the tax deferred, I could make, you know, whatever the difference is, that would be the interest, take it out of the Roth.
That's what I would do.
Excellent. Well, thanks a lot, Bob. You've been such a big help. I wouldn't be in the position I am today without listening to you and all the great advice you've given.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Tom checking in, once again, listening to the great KNUS Radio Denver. And, you know, I'm glad that Tom called because we've talked about these withdrawal programs, and I do have some thoughts to share on the withdrawal programs that we've talked about in the past on the program. One of the thoughts is to try to stay at least 1 year advance, 1 year ahead in advance of your withdrawals. So if you wanted to take $10,000, for example, for withdrawal money next year, you'd be a year ahead on that. You wouldn't be taking it in the same year. And by being a year ahead, that gives you flexibility in withdrawing money from your investment portfolio in case there are any untoward developments in the marketplace. I really like the idea of staying at least a year ahead on something like that. The other idea, and we've talked about it, is you want to reevaluate this program every year. You could start out with a 4% withdrawal guideline, but only on the basis that you're going to reevaluate that on an annual basis to see how it's working, because that's going to make a big difference. Your ability to fine-tune over time is going to make a big difference in terms of the flexibility that will provide you while you're bringing money in from your portfolio. And Tom is exactly right. You want to take your dividends, your cash dividends from your stock portfolio, which is frequently in a mutual fund portfolio. You want to take your interest from your interest-bearing securities and your capital gains distributions from the funds. You want to take all of those and add them all up, and you'll find in most years that'll come close to the 4% right there, and you're in good shape. You may have to liquidate some shares to get up to the 4%. You may not, depending on what kind of distributions you're getting, particularly on the capital gains. Money Talk coming your way each and every weekend, talking about subjects financial. I'm Bob Brinker. This is Money Talk.
This is Money Talk.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
When good isn't good enough, get investing expertise that's exceptional. Find it at stocks.fool.com. The Motley Fool team has tripled the market average with some of their recommendations, Marvel, Netflix, Amazon, at well over 3,000%. If you're a DIY investor, boost your earnings from good to exceptional with stock picks that really perform. Register now. New picks are just about to be released. Get your free 7-day trial at stocks.fool.com. Stocks.fool.com.
Conduct due diligence before making any investment.
Your source for breaking news. Live and local. KABC.
The search continues for a new FBI director after the controversial firing of James Comey. Senator Lindsey Graham tells NBC's Meet the Press that the president now has an opportunity to redeem himself.
We got a chance to reset here as a nation. The president has a chance to clean up the mess that he mostly created. He really, I think, did his staff a disservice by changing the explanation. So I would encourage the president to pick somebody we can all rally around, including those who work in the FBI.
President Trump hopes to have an FBI nominee in place before he departs on an overseas trip later this week. North Korea is touting its latest launch of a ballistic missile as a success, and adds Pyongyang is taking aim at U.S. interests. Correspondent David McKenzie.
They are claiming that the U.S. mainland and Pacific operation are within North Korean sighting strike range.
S&P futures gaining 4 points, the NASDAQ futures up 8. I'm Ann Cates.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
Ring around the rosy. The rosy, in this case being your car and home insurance bundled together to save you money. Oh, so cozy. Ashes, ashes, the mic falls down.
Bundle home and auto and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The best time to save money is now and later. Do both at the Home Depot when you get 15% off select special order windows and doors, and even installed windows. Saving 15% immediately is great. Saving money for years to come on your energy bill is even better. Upgrade the way your home looks, feels, and saves with 15% off select windows and doors. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through May 17th. Installed windows available in select markets only. See store for details.
Schools.
My name is Preston James. I've been a stock and options trader for 23 years. I used to be an active swing trader, but that all changed once I discovered my MoneyPress weekly paycheck method. These days, I'm a passive trader, hauling in more cash while being able to sleep at night than I ever dreamed possible. I'm passionate about the market, and I like to keep it simple. My methods are changing thousands of lives, and I'm confident it can change yours. But let the proof do the talking. By going to paycheckproof.com, that's paycheckproof.com, you'll see a 7-minute video revealing how my MoneyPress method grew a $54,000 account to $174,000 in less than 9 months. That works out to 5.8% per week. You'll see the proof right inside my Real Brokerage account. This isn't about overnight riches, but once you discover this for yourself, you can start on this same path overnight. You're 7 minutes away from changing everything you thought you knew about trading and investing. Go to paycheckproof.com. That's paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I'm Amanda with Communities and Schools. I'm in school to connect at-risk students with community resources like food, shelter, and healthcare. I'm in school to support kids coping with losing a loved one, divorce, or bullying. I'm in school to partner with teachers so what happens outside the classroom doesn't impact students learning inside the classroom. Above all, I'm in school to help kids stay in school. See how we help all students succeed at communitiesandschools.org.
This is Money Talk.
Ed's on the line in Illinois. Ed, welcome to Money Talk.
Hello, Bob.
Welcome.
Welcome. Okay. I'm currently in a Fidelity fund, BlackRock fund, that they put me in. It's a $200,000 minimum.
Whoa, whoa. They? Who's they?
Well, I got involved with Fidelity.
Okay.
And we were talking everything over, and they said the best thing they could see for me would be this BlackRock fund.
Let me ask you a question about that, Ed, because when somebody says they told me to do this, I get nervous.
Okay.
Because there were many they. Let me tell you why I get nervous. There were many theys that told people to put money, give money to Bernie Madoff. Many different theys that told people to give money to Bernie Madoff. So I get nervous when I hear they told me, because they sometimes are not trustworthy. Who told you to put the money in BlackRock?
Gotcha. No, what I did was I made an appointment to go see an accountant who works for Fidelity.
And time out. I'm learning from you, so I need to ask questions.
Sure.
What kind of an accountant? We're talking about a certified public accountant, right?
Correct.
Okay. What? I don't want names, but I need to learn. What kind of a CPA works for Fidelity? What does that mean?
He's a CFP.
No, you said he was an accountant.
Yeah, it says account executive.
Oh, he's not an accountant.
Okay, right. I got you.
Oh, okay, I thought I heard you say accountant.
Yeah, I probably did. Yeah, I'm a little nervous. All right.
So,
I'm a little nervous myself, Bob.
So what you're saying is, well, there's no reason for you to be nervous. I'm the one that should be nervous because I'm trying to learn. You know everything that you're going to tell me, so I'm the one that should be nervous. So let me ask you a question here now.
Okay.
What you're really trying to say is you went to a salesperson.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, let's throw the business lingo, the account executive, and all the other semantics in the trash. Or let's talk turkey here. You
okay.
went to a salesperson.
Okay, yes.
And the salesperson told you what?
After looking at what I had, this is all in an IRA. So I was transferring it from my workplace IRA because I'm retired.
All right, so it's an IRA rollover.
That's an IRA rollover.
How much money?
Roughly $300,000.
$300,000 IRA rollover. So you go to a salesperson, also known as a quote-unquote account executive. Which sounds better to you, Ed? I'm a salesperson or I'm an account executive? Which do you like better?
Okay, either one of them right now.
Yeah, so here we go. So you go to a salesperson, and the salesperson tells you, sees that you have $300,000 here, and what does the salesperson say?
He gives me all these options of what he could do for me to make my money last for the rest of my life.
Well, that'd be pretty amazing on $300,000, but go ahead.
I'm getting a decent pension.
Well, let's not change the subject, right? All right, you're getting a pension. That's wonderful. Let's stick to this $300,000 and what this salesperson told you to do.
Well, he gave me all these options. I could go into this fund or that fund.
Right.
And we both agreed that the BlackRock would be the best with the less risk. But I told him I am not adverse to some risk. But I didn't think the fund, I wasn't looking at it close enough. It's certainly my fault that I realized later that I was in 70% bonds.
70% bonds.
Right. I'm looking at it right now. The last... And the thing about this is you can't look at it in the paper every day.
Now, what's the duration, average duration on this bond portfolio?
Well,
I'm prepared for the worst. I'm prepared for the worst, Ed. Go ahead, lay it on me.
I don't know.
That's worse. That's worse than the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. That answer is worse than the worst because you don't even know. Your money is in this fund. It's 70% in bonds, and you don't even know the duration. How could that happen?
Do
you listen? Wait
a
minute, Ed. I'm not criticizing you. I'm just trying to learn from you. Do you listen to Money Talk?
Yes, I do.
How could you not know the duration of a bond fund, 70% bond fund, before you put the money in? How could that happen?
I wasn't paying attention.
That's a good answer.
A mistake. That's why I'm calling you.
I'm not saying you made a mistake.
Oh, I
You're
did.
Saying you weren't paying attention. That's a good answer to my question. So what is the duration? You still don't know?
If it's in here, it doesn't tell me because there's a whole list of bonds that it's in. It's in, like, BlackRock.
I don't care what bonds they're in. I care about two things. I care about the quality of the bonds they're in. The quality of the bonds, I care about that, and I care about the average duration of the bond portfolio. But until we know the answer to the quality and the duration question, we don't have anything to work with.
Yeah. Well, I cannot find you that.
I'll ask you to go back to the salesperson, lay it on the salesperson to find out the answers. If you can't learn it directly from BlackRock or from the paperwork you have, let me ask you a question, and I'm getting a little nervous now, getting very nervous now. How much of a commission, how much of your $300,000 went into the salesperson's pocket?
So far, I have paid them, and I've been in this for just over a year, just over a year.
Go ahead.
I've paid them $1,800.
All right, now wait a minute. Was this a no-load fund?
Yeah, no, it's... It is a load fund, but very small.
All right, what's the load charge? That's a sales charge, by the way. Load equals sales.
And I'm sorry, Bob. I didn't even think I was going to get through, and I got through right away.
Oh, we're talking right now, Ed. So I'm asking you, what is the sales charge?
It's about just over 1%.
All right, so that's about 3,000.
1.3,
that'd be
sales
4.
Charge.
Okay, so 1.3% sales charge, which is, by the way, completely unnecessary for you to pay because there are hundreds, if not thousands, of no-load mutual funds you could buy without having to pay any sales charge. But, okay, $4,000 that you gifted, I'm talking facts, nobody's criticizing you. I appreciate your call because you are educating the Money Talk listeners on what not to do. You are informing our Money Talk listeners coast to coast of what not to do. You are invaluable, so don't take any of this negatively.
Yeah,
so,
my stupidity is valuable.
Nobody said you were stupid. Nobody
no, go
said
ahead, Bob. Go
what
ahead.
You said was you didn't say you were stupid. You said you were not paying attention. Now, that's not stupidity. That's just something else. So $4,000 you paid in unnecessary commissions to buy this fund. And in the first year, you paid about another $1,800 in management fees. So you've paid out about $5,800 of your hard-earned money. What have you gotten for this? What are the benefits? Tell me about the benefits. I want to hear about the benefits.
I've almost gotten back to even.
You're almost back to even.
Right. Wow. I'm hundreds of dollars from getting back to even.
Let me ask you a question, Ed, since we're running out of time. I'm going to ask you to get the duration and the quality information on the fund. Call us on a future program so we can carry on this conversation with the proper information. Thank you so much for sharing. This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I'm Amanda with Communities in Schools. I'm in school to connect at-risk students with community resources like food, shelter, and healthcare. I'm in school to support kids coping with losing a loved one, divorce, or bullying. I'm in school to partner with teachers so what happens outside the classroom doesn't impact students learning inside the classroom. Above all, I'm in school to help kids stay in school. See how we help all students succeed at communitiesinschools.org. I'm Amanda with Communities in Schools. I'm in school to connect at-risk students with community resources like food, shelter, and healthcare. I'm in school to support kids coping with losing a loved one, divorce, or bullying. I'm in school to partner with teachers so what happens outside the classroom doesn't impact students learning inside the classroom. Above all, I'm in school to help kids stay in school. See how we help all students succeed at communitiesinschools.org.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
I'm Amanda with Communities and Schools. I'm in school to connect at-risk students with community resources like food, shelter, and healthcare. I'm in school to support kids coping with losing a loved one, divorce, or bullying. I'm in school to partner with teachers so what happens outside the classroom doesn't impact students learning inside the classroom. Above all, I'm in school to help kids stay in school. See how we help all students succeed at communitiesandschools.org.
When good isn't good enough, get investing expertise that's exceptional. Find it at stocks.fool.com. The Motley Fool team has tripled the market average with some of their recommendations, Marvel, Netflix, Amazon, at well over 3,000%. If you're a DIY investor, boost your earnings from good to exceptional with stock picks that really perform. Register now. New picks are just about to be released. Get your free 7-day trial at stocks.fool.com. Stocks.fool.com.
Conduct due diligence before making any investment.
This is Money Talk.
For information on my investment letter, that's Bob Brinker's Market Timer Investment Letter. That's the one we're talking about. Go to BobBrinker.com, request a complimentary back issue. Very easily done. Go to BobBrinker.com, click on the Request a Complimentary Back Issue feature at BobBrinker.com. And you can stream Money Talk on your computer and download Money Talk to your smartphone. That's Money Talk on Demand. And with it, you can listen to Money Talk wherever you go, whenever you like. And, of course, the Investment Talk is year-round. Sign up at BobBrinker.com at the Money Talk on Demand logo. For sure. And Wesley is in Naperville. Wesley, welcome.
Thank you, Bob.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you. This is a question on a lump sum versus a pension buyout.
Okay.
I know you've gotten those before. And this one is currently we're receiving a non-COLA adjusted pension of $40,000 a year that pops up to $48,000 should my wife predecease me. It's 100% survivor benefit protected at the moment. I'm being offered a lump sum of about $576,000 to buy that out. Net worth is about $1.7 million with about $1.3 of that in an IRA based on 50-50 asset allocation on your based on your portfolio three. We have a second pension that's about $19,000 that has a COLA. Combined Social Security is about $46,000. I'm age 70, took first RMD this year, and it's about $34,000. So the way I'm looking at this thing, it seems like the pros of accepting the lump sum is it adds that amount to the estate. I would roll it into the same IRA and the same asset allocation, withdraw it on an RMD basis. So it looks like the cons are I'm now assuming the risk, and I have a reduced cash flow. The $40,000 cash flow reduced to about $23,000. That's my view. What do you think?
Well, I'm looking at it from this point of view. You can take a $576,000 IRA rollover and add it to your net worth and manage it yourself, correct?
Yes.
Or you can take what is currently a $40,000 annual income from the program, which happens to equate to 6.94%. Let's round that to a 7. Equates to essentially a 7% amount on the money. But you said that if you do that, that if you continue to take the $40,000 a year, I think you said it was not inflation protected.
Correct.
So it's stagnant. And so you have a number of considerations here. One of the considerations I would make in this situation, as difficult as it is, and I don't know anything more difficult than computing longevity. It's impossible to compute longevity, but you can at least get some inputs to get you thinking about longevity. And so we have three factors that we always look at when we talk about longevity. We talk about DNA, we talk about lifestyle, and that includes the things that you eat. It includes bad habits, smoking, drinking, etc., and then luck. So let's talk about that for just a moment. What about DNA? Age of parents and grandparents come in here.
Father died at 54 due to a tumor on his aorta. So that.
All right. So that's that's one data point. How about your mother?
Mother was 89.
We're going to put that in the plus column. What about maternal and paternal grandparents?
They were in their 70s. I think all four grandparents were in their 70s.
Yeah, but of course there are things we may not know. That was back in the day. They could have been smoking. There are things we may not know.
They definitely smoked.
Oh, well, that's all right. So they definitely smoked. So that is an absolutely huge factor on longevity.
In fact, they all smoked.
Yeah, based on what, well, okay, that's a big deal. So the one got lucky and made it to 89. The rest were not as lucky. One of the most lethal habits that I'm aware of on longevity is smoking.
Right.
So I think it's totally supported by the medical community and the science. So it's not just my opinion. So, okay, we have the DNA input. What about you? Are you a smoker?
Never smoked.
Oh, good for you. That's a plus for you. That's a big plus for you, in my opinion. You already partially proved it, by the way. Okay, so let's talk about lifestyle, eating habits, things like that, considerations like exercise, taking care of one's person. How do you rate there?
I would say moderate. We could exercise more, but we do exercise, and we try to watch what we eat.
Common refrain. The next one we can't really comment on, that's luck. So far, you have been fortunate enough not to go under a bus, but luck is one that nobody can really predict. All right, so we have that in down on paper. So now we take a look at this $40,000, and we figure, okay, how long might we collect this? And the answer in your case is, well, you might collect it a long time. You might collect it a long time, which means that since it's not indexed to inflation, that might not be such a great decision. Then we also note that it's a 7% return, but it's stagnant. It's not indexed to inflation. Then we also note that if you take the $576,000, you certainly don't need the income based on what you've said so far. You tell me if I'm wrong. You don't need that $40,000 is what I'm saying. You could take that $576,000, add it to your net worth. It would have a substantial impact on increasing your net worth. And you could use the totality of your financial portfolio for your income requirements within reason and combined with the other income that you mentioned. I'm leaning to taking it into an IRA rollover. What say you?
I lean that way, but then when I think about the risk, I get nervous.
What's the risk?
Well, the risk is now if I make a bad choice, or the market goes the wrong way, or if we draw too much out, there are risks there. I could make mistakes.
Well, that's true. That's why you would take a balanced approach with the money, which would be, in your case, something along the lines of a 50-50 portfolio.
And that's what we're following now.
And in the context of a 50-50 portfolio, that does offer protection against somebody that has all their money in the stock market.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's another consideration. Well, you do what you are comfortable with. I'm not going to tell you what to do. When I say I have a lean to an IRA rollover, it would be within the context of going with a balanced portfolio. And, even if that balanced portfolio, by the way, was 50% in the S&P 500 or the total stock market and 50% in quality bonds, even if it were something like that without going to long-term maturities because of the level of rates. But it would still be a balanced portfolio in that context. I lean to that because it sounds to me like that would have a pretty dramatic impact on your net worth. Is your net worth 1.7?
Yes.
And that would take it to almost 2.3. So that's about a 30% increase in your net worth. One more question on your net worth. Do you have any legacy thoughts? I mean, some people leave their money. I mean, remember what the survivor of the Kroc family did. She left most of her money, as I recall, to the YMCA. If you're going to leave your money to the YMCA, that's one thing. No, I'm sorry, wrong. Salvation Army. She left it to the Salvation Army. I think it was over $100 million. So that's one course of action. Another course of action is people have family members they can help, whatever. Where do you stand on that?
It's a consideration, but it's not a driving factor.
All right, good. That's a good answer. So I would say this, that the real answer to your question is how much you care about increasing your net worth from 1.7 to about 2.3, because that's the real impact of this decision.
Okay,
right?
Thank you.
Don't you agree?
Yes, yes.
So think about that. You can mold that one over and decide how important to you is it to increase your net worth from 1.7 to 2.3. If it means a lot to you, then that is a point in favor of a rollover. If it means almost nothing to you, that's a point in favor of taking the $40,000, especially with that generous survivor benefit program that you have. And all of this assumes that you are 100% sure that this pension will be paid. Because if you're not, then that's a whole different story. Thomas is on the line in Birmingham.
Well, thanks. Listen, long-time listener and market timer subscriber.
Thank you, Thomas.
I just finished reading John Bogle's book on common sense investing.
Is that a piece of work, or is that guy brilliant, or what?
I think it should be required reading for certainly college and maybe even high school. What do you think?
What a fantastic idea. John Bogle's Common Sense on Mutual Funds, mandatory reading for everybody in their senior year of high school.
Yeah, that's like a degree in itself.
Unbelievable work. I'm Bob Brinker. This is Money Talk.